We're talking with Zealand City Manager Tim Klunder. I would guess disappointment might be a proper sentiment for city council members and other city staffers over Consumers Energy's appeal of its tax bill and going to the tax tribunal. Council had to take care of measures to protect the city this morning, I understand.
That is correct. Yeah, I think your summary of some disappointment associated with it is an appropriate assessment. And then, yes, we did feel on behalf of the taxpayers that we did need to go out and protect not only our interest, but the other taxing jurisdictions' interest as well. And so City Council did hire a special legal counsel for that appeal this morning.
It doesn't cast any aspersions or reflect any negativity toward the current city attorney, Jim Dunkersloo, when you have to bring in a special person on this.
No, absolutely not. Matter of fact, Mr. Dunkersloo will still be heavily involved. It's just the amount of time and effort and a certain amount of expertise in this area is required. So, yes, by no means does this actually, Mr. Dunkersloo was actually the one that would have been the first, or was the first one to say, we're going to have to go out and get some special legal counsel on this.
Tim, how important is successfully getting this appeal turned down and having consumers pay the bill that was initially assessed? How important is it to the city?
It's very important. One, just because we feel we have it assessed at the appropriate rate. So from a fairness issue, again, to the other taxpayers, we feel it's important from that standpoint. And then, you know, the bottom line, it's very important to the city as well. So we're talking about $1,018,000, that the city could potentially lose. Our total general fund revenue this year is a little over $7 million. So that's about, 25% of our revenue, and it's about 32% of our overall tax revenue.
I know you probably can't speak to it because you only are the municipal city manager, but I believe Zealand Schools would be hard hit as well if this decision went consumers' way.
That is correct. Yeah, I think they're talking upwards of about $700,000 is what their loss would be.
One other question involving this tax situation. Tell us a little bit about the time frame of where things go now and whether or not can a compromise or can an agreement be reached on this before the tax tribunal makes the decision?
I'll take the second part first. Yes, settlement can occur before it goes to the actual trial at the tax tribunal. So that is a possibility. And the first part of your question was timing-wise. We're estimating anywhere from 1 to 2 years before this would even get to trial.
So we're talking not just, some might say, okay, it's just down the road and it's nothing to be urgent. But then again, if the decision goes against the city, it becomes retroactive and really becomes a big headache.
Yes, that's absolutely correct. Yes.
Now, the other matter that was brought up in this morning's special meeting that flew a little bit under the radar in terms of the regional media, but something we have been following has been the Zealand Area Clean Water Plant contract. Holland Township approved it. Zealand Township needs a little bit more time, and it looks as if the city of Zealand went okay with this as well.
Absolutely correct. Yeah, it's exciting news, quite honestly. We've been working on this well over 10 years. With the townships, so persistence paid off, and I would say each of the entities feels this is truly one of those win-win situations.
What does this mean for the average either residential or business customer in the area that the contract covers?
Ultimately what it means from a business or even residential standpoint is that the clean water plant will be increased to handle larger flows. So somewhere down the road, we won't have that issue of having to turn customers away because we're at capacity. So that's one. Secondly, we did a financial analysis of did this make sense. Holland Township did one similarly. I can only speak for the city side of things, but as we projected out rates, to do this contract in conjunction with the two townships versus just expanding the plant on our own, we're projecting about 21% lower rates. Now, when I say lower, I'm not saying lower from today's rate. It's just as we project out, you know, what that rate will be as we look down the road. I believe it was 30 years. I apologize. I don't have that rate here in front of me. But that rate would be 21% lower because of this deal, again, versus just doing it on our own.